Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, that's Jesus talking, let us go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, Teacher, don't you care if we drown? He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, Quiet, be still. Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? They were terrified and asked each other, Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him.
The Sea of Galilee that was mentioned this morning. Quite an interesting piece of geography, really. Not such a big sea. If you're imagining something like here to Bar Medman long, here to Maroo wide. The sea itself is surrounded by hills, but its main characteristic is that it's noted for its sudden and violent storms. Some of his disciples were fishermen, and they were used to storms, and they were used to fishing on this particular water. But this storm was far greater than they had ever experienced before. They did not know how to cope with this storm. It was something they'd never experienced. This is no ordinary storm, and is described in some places as an earthquake or an upsurging from the bottom of the sea. And as the waves broke over the boat, the storm increased and the disciples feared for their very lives. They looked around and there was Jesus, sound asleep at the stern of the boat. Teacher, don't you care if we drown? Why are you sleeping? Having watched some of the series of The Chosen, I've come to realize just how everyday and how ordinary these disciples were. And how on many occasions Jesus spoke to these disciples in a very simple fashion. And in answer to their plea, Teacher, don't you care if we drown? I could imagine Jesus saying something like this. Settle down, fellas, settle down. Take it easy. Everything is under control. And then he held out his hand across the waters and with great power and might, he said, Quiet, be still. And the waves subsided. Teacher, don't you care? How often have we asked that very same question? We've been fighting a losing battle against the storms of life. And the Lord appears to be quite unaware, unconcerned about our situation. I can remember about 3 years ago when my mother was in Kuruman Hospital in the last days of her life, in a dementia situation, really. But she wanted to go. She had enough, she said. And she said, she used to cry out in a loud voice, Jesus, come and get me. Come and take me. And I said, Mum, it'll happen. He'll come one day to take you. She said, yes, but he doesn't seem to be listening. She said, I think he's asleep. And quite often in situations, we do think that Jesus is not listening to our plight. Sometimes we may even ask, does Christianity make any difference at all? We still suffer pains and trials, pain and tears, They're all facts of life. No one is immune to these things. If you've ever hit rock bottom, that rock bottom experience, then I trust that the words that we share today will be of some support and comfort to you. We've all experienced storms in our lives of different degrees. The storm in your life may have been one of a family situation. The storm in your life may have been one of a financial nature. It may be of a health concern. The storm in your life may be the loss of a loved one. The storm in your life may be the loss of a good friend or a good friend letting you down. And you may well have asked, where are you, Lord? Don't you care? Why are you sleeping? And we feel that God is treating us unfairly. Remember that the Israelites, while in the desert, they complained that God was asleep. They claimed that God had forgotten them and abandoned them. Unfortunately, during this time, they turned to other gods, man-made gods, and they lost sight of God and his great plan for these people. Our Bible reading this morning from Mark reminds us that to overcome the storms of life, we need three things. We need faith, we need commitment, and we need obedience. Faith, commitment, and obedience. The first of these, first thing the Lord requires of us is faith. Now, these disciples were rebuked by Jesus, not because of their lack of courage, but because of their lack of trust and faith. Note here that little faith and great fear always go together. Little faith and great fear always go together. And Jesus had to convince these people in the boat that he was in control. And Jesus was demonstrating his authority in four areas of crisis: in the natural area, the spiritual area, the physical area, and the area of life and death. And these four areas will cover any storm that you're likely to experience in your life. Even though we cannot escape the storms of life, we must remember that Jesus has promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Faith and trust must remain. Sometimes God uses a storm in our lives to move us from point A to point B. A storm in your life might mean a change in your business and how you run it. A storm in your life might mean a change in the place of residence. You might move from one house or one town to another. A storm in your life might mean a change in your job or your career. As believers, God will never allow a storm in your life without a divine purpose. God will never allow a storm in your life without a divine purpose. Runs parallel to the great words of Romans 8:28, doesn't it? All things happen for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. The second thing the Lord requires of us is commitment. Paul faced a storm in his life, in the thorn in his flesh. We don't know what his problem was. There's been a lot of suggestions, but no one really knows what that problem was. Three times, Paul pleaded with God to take this storm away from him because he believed that it was restricting him from being at his best and serving God to the best of his ability. But God said, no, Paul. That thorn, that storm was sent there to strengthen you and to drive you to me for all that you will ever need. When we face the storms of life, we need to remember that we are being upheld by the Holy Spirit, whose constant protection is there to shield us and to guide us from the evil attacks of Satan. Daniel tells a great story of three young men and their extreme commitment. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were threatened with death in the fiery furnace if they did not obey the rules of Nebuchadnezzar and worship his gods. They refused, and they replied like this, as recorded in Daniel. O Nebuchadnezzar, we don't need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve will be able to save us. But even if he doesn't, we want you to know, O King, that we will not worship your gods and we will not bow down before the golden statue you have set up. Of course, this made Nebuchadnezzar furious. And so he ordered that the furnaces be turned up seven times hotter than normal. He placed extra guards around. What for, I don't really know, but extra guards were put on. And I would imagine that these three young men facing death would have prayed to God that they might be freed from this shocking death. But God did not free them from the furnace. He made them fireproof. These three men remained committed. And the next morning when King Nebuchadnezzar looked into the furnace, he saw these three young men, not even a mark on them, not even singed. But he saw something else. He saw a fourth person alongside these three young men. And no doubt he realized that was the God that they were worshipping. Commitment. Yes, we need faith. We also need commitment. Finally, the Lord requires obedience. Now, these disciples found themselves in a situation in the midst of a violent storm, precisely because they were obeying the instructions of Jesus. Remember that Christianity is not a life on board a luxury liner in calm and untroubled waters. Christianity is life aboard a lifeboat in the midst of storms, seeking to rescue and to save, but never to evade or avoid the storms of the waves. The important thing for us to remember in that storm is that Jesus is with us in the boat. Why are you afraid, he asks. He asks us that question too. He continually invites us to move into more adventure, more trust, and thereby greater maturity in what we believe. Most times we're happy to believe that God is in control. That's mainly while things are going our way and things are the way they should be, we think. We must remember that storms are not there as punishment. They are there to challenge us and to shape us. Are you being challenged by one of the storms of life at this very moment? Not many of us will face the storm on the water, as mentioned in our reading this morning. But we could be attacked by evil forces. There could be some here this morning in the storm of a health issue, in the storm of a death in the family issue or a business change. Whatever your storm, you can be sure of this. Christ is in control. And this storm can only exist while ever he permits it to happen. The Lord's sights are set far beyond ours. The result that he has planned for us is far beyond our thinking on many occasions. And we need to remain faithful and obedient to him. Yes, God uses storms to encourage us. He uses storms to let us grow in faith and trust. He uses storms to put us in a position where he wants us to be. Sometimes we need to go backwards a little bit so we can go further forward. A little bit of a cruel sort of a situation, you might say, but it happens in so many fields. Go backwards a little, go forward even more. Storms of life can make us more humble, can make us better prepared for the future that lies ahead. Storms can change our plans and lead us in a different direction as to where we thought we might be going. Yes, we can plan for tomorrow. We can plan for next week. Beyond that, might be a bit tricky. But God has a plan far, far beyond all of that. A plan that we can hardly imagine, really. The story of Paul is a good example of how things can change. Paul was commissioned to stand before Caesar. And as he boarded the boat, he told the crew not to sail on that particular time because there are big seas, there are storms ahead. Of course, these wise seamen did not take any notice of him, and away they sailed. And shortly afterwards, they experienced a massive storm, a storm that lasted for 14 days. There was no sun, it was dark, and it was turbulent. And in the endeavour to save the boat, they threw almost everything overboard. And then they admitted to Paul that he was right. And Paul said to them, "Don't worry, don't worry. The God that I serve will show the way." In total desperation, they cut the anchors, they pulled down the sails, and let the boat have its head wherever the storm may take it. And it came to rest near the little island of Malta. They went ashore. Paul befriended many of the people there. He healed some of the people there. And he basically converted that whole island to Christianity. What a change of plans that was. But God had a far greater plan than any of those folk had. Yes, situations can change quite differently, quite dramatically, from what we hoped or planned. Teacher, don't you care? We can be quite certain that he does. And it was exactly because of his great care and his concern for us that he went to the cross at Calvary and died a shocking death, in order that we may know eternal life. And Paul reminds us in Romans 8, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us and gave himself for us. More of Paul's words as recorded in Philippians. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Are you moving through a terrifying storm at the moment? Never forget that the Lord requires three things: faith, commitment, and obedience. Go forward in the assurance that the Lord will be with you, always available to comfort you, strengthen you, and keep you. May God bless and keep each one of you in his wonderful love as you step into the world, step out in faith to face the storms and the challenges of the coming week. Amen.